Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Good afternoon or morning or wherever you're at. We are glad to have you guys with us. This is the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Ava, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. It's officially the weekend.
It is, and it's good to be on the weekend. I'm excited. I don't know what the weather's going to be where you're at, but it's going to be good anytime you're able to spend it outdoors. I hope you're going to have fun with that. We got some cool stories for you and cool little elements that you may want to stick around for, I think. Permits is one thing you got to have.
Permit. Got to know about those.
What is that? What is all about that? So you're going to want to hang around and listen to what is going on. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, and we see Donald.
Yeah, Donald is present and accounted for.
We love Donald.
Like having him on hand, even though, well, you know, I've got a story for him later in the show. Actually, it's going to be not too long here. We're going to have a little story just for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to going on Lake Michigan.
When I bring it up that way, he's kind of like, I don't
we'll
know.
We'll see.
If I'm
yeah,
like
yeah
this
we'll
one.
See about yep. this.
So, but I think I'd be remiss if we don't talk about what's really kind of going on with the Mother Nature. And, you know, when it involves the rivers, this is a big thing. If we get rain, water is a big thing to keep the river levels up, keeps the rivers in a cooler state. And believe it or not, this last week, out on Mississippi, the water temperature started, it was almost 58 degrees. We lost almost 12 degrees from almost a week prior. And water levels are up. They're almost a foot up from where they were, actually a foot and a half, almost 2 feet. So good things for the conditions of the river. That's been great. I know we've had significant rain across the whole upper Midwest, which is really good for forests and obviously
everything.
Crops and everything you're going to deal with, especially in this is a broad stroke, but also this is the time of year when moisture is extremely important for the new broods of birds that are going to be needing that liquid, and the pheasants and all of the, you know, grouse and all those key little birds that are needing to have that. And so I think that's good. We haven't had any what I would consider to be major storms. So that's also a big thing. We didn't have any late storms. So I think the broods should be good and healthy. But so on to the story for you this week, Don.
Yeah.
So I participate in the Red Wing Fishing League every week. And this week, every Wednesday, we went out. And first fish I get was a nice sheephead. And, of course, we go by multi-species, so that's categorized as other. So we have other.
So you get a point for sheephead?
That's on the other.
Okay.
So it's an undersized would be X. Yep. Oversized is over 22 inches is That's 2 points if you get an over.
Okay.
And then you get another 2 points if you get the biggest of that category for that week.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so first fish was a sheephead. And next fish, this is a jig and a crawler. Normally I use a hair jig, but I just like starting out with a jig and a crawler. Next fish, well, just say it was large. And it was a difficult fish to get in the boat. It took me quite some time and a lot of...
I'll guess.
Oh, boy. Get it up into the net. Yep, Don's favorite fish. Big old catfish. 31 inches, 12 pounds, and it was massive.
My goodness.
Yeah. That was in the other category, too.
Yeah, that was in the other. So I got my over category, and I got biggest fish of the week. Just done.
You mean the others count as biggest fish, too?
Yeah, you have an others category big.
Oh, I thought maybe you had a sturgeon.
Nobody had a bigger one than that. So that was impressive. So the other thing that it kind of shocks me, I was just thinking about some of these guys that were out at Lake Oahe last week, just massive, massive catches for their overs. And one of the guys that I know, Chelm is his last name, and he, when his first fish he caught was a 29.5-inch, and he threw it back.
Walleye. Okay.
Because he said, I got to have a bigger one. He was in like fifth place. He goes, he went out and got a 32.
Where was 32, this at?
32, at Lake Oahe.
Oh, really?
So, you know, and those kinds of things were going through my mind. We were out in the water, and so we come through an area that was shallow that we'd never fished. This is the kind of the point to this. When you don't think fish will be, walleye especially, would be in a shallow 3 foot of water in the afternoon, high sun.
No.
Wrong. So we're throwing hair jigs. We get one, get another one, and 19, 20 inchers. Not little fish. So we passed through, came back, switched up to rip and wraps. 24 incher, 22 incher, 23.5 inch.
Are you on the Mississippi now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Craziest thing I'd ever seen. So we started going up and down and making a milk run. We caught fish doing the same thing throughout the fishery. So, you know, it really comes down to this, Don. A, I got the cat for you.
And appreciate that.
It got me a lot of points, so that was a good thing. But, you know, opening your options and being aware that try some things that you may not have tried. And I fished this river for a long time, and I've never fished this spot ever.
Really?
The water level was perfect. Everything was right on the money. And we just kept working it, and it kept delivering. I mean, it was amazing. We probably caught 20-plus walleyes, 23 walleyes out of this one spot. And it was just a corner with a sand flat with some intermittent weeds, and it was just perfect. Stained water, but yeah. So don't get stuck in a rut. Don't just, if you think, oh, it's too shallow for a walleye or it's too shallow for that species, try it anyway. Give it a run. Don't be afraid to switch it up a little bit and be open to new things. So speaking of open to new things, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the break, after the break. So I want you guys to hang out, and we're going to talk a little bit about some high-tech fishing gadgets for Father's Day, which I think everyone will be interested in, as we always like to participate. So I think it's going to be good. So hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Welcome back, everybody. We always like to have you check us out. Where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
And Donald?
On Facebook, of course.
Absolutely. Lots of cool stuff on the interactive website where you can figure out what you want to do before you get there. You can have it all planned out and at your fingertips. And it's one of those that you go on the internet and end up in a black hole because there's more stuff to look at than you generally have time for.
Right.
So it's that lounge.
You can't buy it all.
No. No.
The problem with that is you see too many things you think would be a good idea.
Exactly. And that's not a bad thing. And we're about to provide you with more things that would be, I think, worthwhile for the outdoors person, dad, that it would be on your Dad's Day gift
list. I'm excited to hear because I need ideas. I've got two men in my life that are impossible to buy for.
Always, I mean, whether it's the holidays, it doesn't matter what, we like to provide you guys with the utmost in gift giving because it'd be stuff that I would want. And I actually looked at this list and I thought, there's some pretty cool stuff on this list, I got to say.
Okay.
All right. So starting out, anytime somebody is trying to rewind line on their fishing reel, have you ever noticed it to be kind of a hassle, Don, where all of a sudden the line twist is wrong, it comes off the spool the wrong way, things get kind of messy?
Well, I mean, if you're not familiar with how to do it, it can get real messy.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get a slinky going.
Yeah. It's all good when you're putting it on, but then you get out on the lake and it starts coiling off on its own the wrong way.
Yeah.
So you can get through Pisciphon? I don't remember how to pronounce it.
I want you to say that again.
Pisciphon. We're going to go with that.
You're close.
Hey, this
is
Don?
It is a family show, you know.
What is it? Well, tell me, Don.
I'm not even going to
tell you. I forget it. It's a fishing company.
Yes.
They have a line winder on sale for $29.99. It's actually 19% off. So that is a neat deal. It attaches to the fishing rod itself. And you simply put the line, attach it to the reel, whether it's a spinning reel or a bait casting reel. You're going to be able to get it done correctly and not have a problem. I've known the brand forever, but I
can't
never looked up how to pronounce it. I know how to pronounce just about every other name
except
out there, but that
one.
So
and you had to say it on the radio.
I did, but that's okay.
It's a sad day.
I'm just trying to do this. It's okay. I can't do everything. I'm taking the show on my back on this one, or something like that. I'm going to get stabbed in the back. No, we're good. The next thing is it's called the Deeper Pro Plus 2 Sonar Fish Finder. So the cool part about this is you attach it to your hook and cast it out into the lake. It'll scan for fish and deliver depth markers straight to the Fish Deeper app on your phone. So you can actually have, if you don't know what the depth is, if you're fishing from shore and you don't know, you can use this and it will
tell you how
tell
deep
you everything.
It is.
It'll log your catch for you. It'll mark all favorite fishing locations and spots. And
you attach it to your line?
Yeah.
Don't lose it.
To the hook. No, it shouldn't. It's not an issue, apparently, how that works. But, yeah, you just throw it out, and you have the app on your phone, and it sends data back to your app, and you're good. It'll give you the contours as you pull it back in.
You shouldn't lose it, huh?
Yeah.
Not even with a bad knot?
How much is that thing?
$179. It's 10% off. So it's kind of a cool thing. So, yeah.
I could just see and throw $180 out there.
It's on sale. No, but you know,
caught in a tree.
Let's think positive, shall we? Let's not think about the negatives. It's a positive thing.
I just think about when I'm fishing, the bad things I get myself.
All right,
into.
For those of you guys like myself, who, if you're fishing from shore, if it's I don't want to get the boat, put the boat in, and maybe crappy weather. A vehicle rod rack, or you're going to and from places, you have a vehicle rod rack. What you're actually able to do with this is suspend it underneath the headliner of the car or truck and
Suburban.
Stores it above everything. Absolutely. As straps with suction cups that go to the windows and the sides, and then it suspends it over the top and it keeps everything in a position and it doesn't break. You don't have your chance to break your rods, anything like that with the luggage.
Yeah, I'd be interested in seeing that. I actually made my own out of cherry wood. It's beautiful. I mean, it was finished really nice, right? Problem is you hit a bump.
Boink.
And you'll get one or two of them to come visit you.
Yep. This is actually, it's just suction cups on the side with the straps in the center, and they attach so they can't come out. So
okay.
It's like a Velcro over the top.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing I needed to do.
Yeah, so pretty cool. this one blew me away. It's a smart fishing reel. Don, don't look at me like that. It pairs with your smartphone to provide you with casting metrics such as number of casts, average distance, retrieve speed, and more. You can learn about what to do to make your cast more accurate. It's designed with a wide range of techniques that you can use, especially helpful for reeling in your catch quickly. You can log every one of your fishing trips, tracking your favorite local locations, whatever you're going to be at, whatever local fishing spot you're at, for later use. That one's $349.99. That one's not on sale, though.
Pretty soon you're just going to have a robot sitting in the front seat and taking care
of this. Well, it's not doing anything for you. It's just recording everything.
Right.
Yeah, but it's smart, right. So it helps you.
It'll give you suggestions,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Probably. Next, underwater fishing camera. The only way to ensure you can get and see what fish and type you're going to get every time is to have a camera. So it attaches to your line, gives you a crystal clear view where the fish are in the water. The lens has two LED green lights. We'll see through the muck and the water. Camera battery lasts up to 138 minutes on a full charge, and it can dive to 200 meters. Now, this is what I want for salmon fishing. I'm going to put this on the downrigger.
Yeah, that would be
and
cool.
And I'm going
to
have this.
There's no line attached to it?
You can attach whatever. You can attach it to whatever you want.
No, but there's no wire going from that device to anything.
No, it's wireless.
It's wireless. Okay, that's cool. That's the first one you've come up with.
I'm liking that. That's going to be cool. So if you're trolling, you can have that. So I made. You could put it just up from the dipsy diver or put it on the, you know, like for a coho at the sinker. It's only 20 feet behind or 30 feet behind that sinker. I mean, that would be fun to watch that happen.
Underwater camera. Interesting.
Yeah, pretty cool. Next one. It's called the Swell Pro Fishing Drone. Experienced anglers looking for a new challenge can invest in this. That's a drop nearly 5 pounds worth of bait, ideal for long-distance fishing and professional fishing. It's waterproof and will float if it goes down.
Nice.
Press of a button, you can automatically return the drone to a takeoff location, ensuring you'll never lose your new favorite fishing gadget.
Smart.
$1,289 for that? $1,289. Not $1,289. So there are some of your...
Actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Father's Day outdoorsman gifts.
So the easiest way for you guys to go find those is just rewind the show if you want to listen to it, go back. But make note of it, and I'm going to go back through it.
Okay.
Okay.
From the
so
top.
So we have the fishing line winder from Fishafun. We've got the Deeper Pro 2 Sonar Fish Finder. The vehicle rod rack on sale. That one's going to be $120. The Smart Fish Bite Alarm. I didn't cover that one, but I'm going to skip through it. It just tells you how it attaches to your rod and tells you if you have a fish on, if you're sure. The Smart Fishing Reel, underwater fishing camera. That one I think is really cool. You can attach it to see what the bite is. And the Swell Pro Fishing Drone.
Nice.
So, yeah, kind of cool.
I dig them all.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cool. Very, very cool, in fact. Ava, I think you're going to like this. I made the comment to Don about this, and he's like, what's the address to find this place? Beach Day benefits mental health and well-being as visits provide sea therapy, meaning S-E-A.
Right. I thought we like might have touched on something like this.
It was a little different than this.
Yeah,
was.
Like that being out in nature actually speeds up healing. We've talked about this before, but I'm
but a little different research
yeah.
that was found. It said less stress, better sleep can result from a day at the beach or in this case on the coast or by your cabin or wherever you may be, believe it or not. Aside from enjoying rest and relaxation, beachgoers will also be reaping the mental health benefits of sea therapy. A clinical associate professor of psychiatry at New York University recently said sea therapy is a real concept. It allows for mindfulness because facilitates being more present when you are watching the water, as it is repetitive and allows for greater connection to the present moment and keeps us engaged. She added that it can also be an escape from our busy lives and allow us to see into the distance, which also can be compelling and relaxing. She said sea therapy is often referred to as thalassotherapy or blue space therapy, and it taps into the healing properties of the coastal environment. So whether you're at your cabin and doing whatever, that works. The rhythmic motion of the water helps regulate Americans' nervous system and supports cognitive restoration. Spending time at the beach can have a profound effect on mental well-being. Also, benefits can include stress reduction, mood boost, cognitive restoration, and improved sleep. The beach can also help people recover from mental fatigue, promoting attention restoration. Said exposure to negative ions in sea air has been linked to improved mood and reduced symptoms of depression. Sun exposure also helps the body produce vitamin D, which is essential for bone health, immune function, and mood regulation. You're not buying into
it? No. Just...
Yeah? Okay.
The vitamin D. We were talking about vitamin
yeah.
D.
She went off on the post-winter rut cruise through the British Virgin Islands. This is even cruising on the water when not island hopping or snorkeling definitely gave me my fix mentally, she said. She warned that the potential drawbacks could be sunburn and dehydration, pollution, allergies, and water safety concerns, which people seeking sea therapy should be cognizant ahead of time.
Well,
and that's the waiver that they say, just realize.
Just by the way, there are risks.
Well, swimming has additional advantages, simply being near the ocean or at the shore of a body of water. Walking, listening to the water, or breathing the air can promote relaxation.
There's a reason why people retire to the ocean.
Yeah.
Go there in the winter.
Warm temperatures and you don't have to slip and fall on ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of it. Right?
It's part of it.
Part of it. So that's a piece of the puzzle. Switching gears, I think some people have heard about this, and I think it's something that people are going to need to be aware of. Some young adults and youth boaters need licenses for July 1st, starting on July 1st in Minnesota. Young adults and youth who operate watercraft in Minnesota need to possess a valid watercraft operator permit or a boating license as required by a 2023 state statute. The July deadline will not apply to every motorboat or personal watercraft operator in Minnesota. Starting in July 1, people must possess a permit, those ages 12 up to those born after June 30th of 2004. So anyone who turns 21 after June 30th of 2025 and younger will need the permit. So again, anyone who turns 21 after June 30th and younger.
Between 12 and 21,
exactly.
You need to have a permit.
You need to have a permit. Older than that will not need a permit yet. According to the website, the new law aims to provide safety on the water, making sure everyone operating a motorized watercraft is trained and qualified. Operators will have time to get their permits and adjust to the new rules, with the full enforcement starting in 2028. Over the next 3 years, education requirements will be phased in and expand for more age groups, but not every boater. So there's some detailed information on the DNR website, so you should be just fine with that. And commentary goes on. A couple of have thought this is a revenue stream for the state, but the state is not involved in the payment to make the third-party testing, which is an online deal.
Oh, okay. Well.
They said the state will see no revenue from this new requirement. He said that this is a prerequisite for recreating, and it's akin to the state's snowmobile, ATV, and firearm safety courses that are required to operate those machines.
I think it's smart. I think everybody should have a boating license.
I think, yeah.
If you're going to operate one, you should know how to.
If you want to get a permit, watercraft users, including people using personal vessels, must take and pass the online course, estimated to take about 3 to 4 hours. Cost is $34.95. Once they pass it, they're certified for life.
I feel like when I took it, it was faster than that. They say it's going to take you that long to take the test.
Well, you have boating experience, though, right?
Yeah.
So that can be...
I'm just saying, like, don't be afraid that you're going to have to sit in front of a computer all day taking this test. You know what I'm saying?
No, and it's an evening thing, too. I mean, I'm
right.
Getting my captain's license. That's a whole different element.
Oh, gosh.
It's,
yeah,
that's like
completely
crazy.
Different. But if you have a teenager that wants to use a jet ski...
Right.
You know what I mean?
So if anybody is out of state, if they already have an operator's permit, that is valid here as well.
Oh, good.
So I've got I went way back. I got a Wisconsin water safety permit. We had to when I was with Evinrude, and we needed to have that for any of the demos we did, even though I got
it's
multiple,
why not have it, though?
Multiple.
I mean, it's just extra education.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure every time if you took the class over, or
oh, yeah.
something,
yeah.
you would learn something new. It's kind of
yeah.
like firearm safety.
Yeah. Well, if you had experience in boats, it's pretty easy. So, I highlighted this at the top of the show. Who's smarter, fish or anglers? Examples might surprise you. It's an age-old question. Fish or fishermen, who's smarter? A recent magazine article stated that salmon have an IQ of 130. Darn, that's smarter than I am. Because salmon are full of omega-3 fatty acids. However, no references were given, nor were test methods provided. A little more snooping around is determined to be a non-scientific source, and I still remain skeptical.
That's hilarious, though.
Some fish have big-time smarts. The University of Wisconsin, Seavis Point, published 1985. They tested 14 species. Mm. They were held in darkness, and the light came on. They had to move one side or the other, or they would be shocked. When the scores were tallied, striped bass were the winners. Buffalo, carp, Catfish were next. Smallmouth bass were smarter than largemouth bass. Bluegills finished near the bottom. It was mentioned that the yellow perch couldn't be trained. Muskies, walleyes, and crappies must have skipped at school because they weren't tested. Commercial fishermen are well aware how smart carp are. After seining attempts, they're not captured and will be net shy after future elements are employed. So
that makes me sad. Shocking them.
The wily old fish biologist said to the couple of goldfish on the side of the silver side tanks, when he did that, the goldfish gobbled up the food flakes. Within a day or two, they were feeding on the flakes. Goldfish had trained the other minnows. So once they took the lead, the other minnows had figured it out and went for it.
Smart.
Yeah. So it comes into the play, though, with forward-facing sonar, this kind of the direction. Sonar is an acronym. And when you look at the forward-facing sonar, you have that transducer that's pumping out signals. And that's one of the things that, even though you can't hear them, fish do get aware of that. And they are being tested. And they are finding out that ping and that sonar piece mm-hmm. that's being shot sideways, they are suddenly starting to hear that. And it's the same recognition with and like an outboard motor. And we'll talk about that next week.
I like when animals are smarter than we think they are.
Are you smarter than a salmonoid?
Maybe. Omega-3s, man.
Hey, it's all about the omega-3s. Charge up. I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm heading out to a little salmon fishing this weekend. So I'm going to try and get some more omega-3s. Yep. So, all right, guys. This is the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. I hope you guys join us this week, next week, I should say. And you have a fantastic day and weekend on the water. Be safe. Have fun. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.